Blog Talk Radio.
Boss Lady Publishing.
All right. Yes, I'm here. How you doing, Mr. Bebo?
I'm chilling.
You chilling like a villain?
Good, yeah. Everything is good. I'm chilling. Sunday night,
yes. I was watching the football game. Of course, I had to abandon my sweet babies. I love y'all, Cap. Hold it down for me. Don't disappoint me till I can watch the game later because I like have it on record. It was going to halftime, so I'm going to come back and have a whole half of the game to watch. I'm not going to watch anything on that timeline, so nobody better not say nothing. Well, I'm not going to be happy. But that's what's going on with that. Tonight is our special edition of Ryan Royalty Radio, Author Wives, Season 2. The season is moving along. We have some very interesting wives on this season, Miss Big Mouth, Miss Ambitious, and Miss Unique. Have joined the cast this season. We still have Miss Kia, Miss Know It All, and also Miss I'm Just Fine from last season. And it's been going along really, really good. We've been having some really good conversations, and I can't wait to get them in here tonight to talk about separate rings. You know, some people be in a marriage, Aaron, but they're living under different vows. What you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that. That's a big issue. I think that's why it's a lot of divorce. People get married too quick. Like they don't really give time for the relationship to like cultivate and really grow and really get to know the person that they saying they about to make this real life commitment with. Like they go in, things be feeling right. Things may be even right around the universe at that time. You know,
right.
And if that may be a distraction as to looking into the person that, you know, you're saying you're about to spend the rest of your life with, because then you get married and you're like, well, I live like this.
Right.
You know, like I'm used
right.
to doing things like this. Or, you know, they it's all types of ways where, you know, people are living separate lives. Like sometimes it's not even on a bad note. It just be looked at in an odd way by society. You know what I mean? Like, for instance, swingers. Like, you got married couples that swingers. Like, if you're not in the swingers community, then you may be like, yo, that's crazy. Like, who the hell wants somebody having sex with their wife? Or who wants somebody having sex with their husband?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But in their community, it's like they looking at you. They looking out at you like, yo, like, what are you kidding me? What are you doing that for? Just one person. You know, so it's just... It's separate wings, and I think it's the mind state. So it's like, you know, and really that's why you be having two rings too.
Yep, exactly.
That's why it's two rings, because it's like who you are and what you need to morph into by this time.
Yeah.
For real.
By this particular period of time, that's the truth. And sometimes, you know, people don't even realize they live under different rings until they make the vows. You know what I'm saying? When they hear themselves saying the words, and then the caution or the like the questioning starts to come. You know, can I obey? Can I forever or for worse? Like some people have it right on the altar. You have people who like get married and then like the next week or so they're like, oh no, I thought that. Oh, I don't know what I was getting into. Like you have people get real quick divorces. Like we were good as friends, we were straight as roommates. Like it was all right living with you, but this married thing, I don't know about that. And that's crazy. That at the last minute, like, yo, oh my God, I could probably still not really be ready.
Yeah,
you'll be pressured sometimes. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Like people be pressured. And subconsciously, I think that people be, once they get married, they go and take the vows, they start changing. From what they are due to unseen pressures. Now they're like, yo, I got to try to make, they get married, it'll be crazy because the relationship will be fine, and then they'll get married and be like, God, I got to make this marriage work. You know, they start trying, it seems like they start trying to perform tasks for the overview of what society says a marriage should be.
Yeah.
And that becomes a distraction sometimes because it strips away individualism.
Yes. I'll agree with that. The pressure of having to conform to, you know what I'm saying, whatever that is.
Yeah, like once they go from that next step, like, now I'm married now, because now they've taken on a title. See, that's where the subconscious mind starts working, because you've consciously taken on this title. So now you're like, all right, I have to adhere to this at all times, you know, and it has to look presentable.
Right.
Our marriage has to be like, so it becomes a burden. Now the marriage is a strain. The relationship is a strain because marriage has made it a burden.
Yes, and that's what happens, I think. And then to do that and then throw kids in there and all kinds of stuff, you know what I'm saying, it takes more of a strain. And then you're really living under different vows. Like, you don't even know who each other is anymore. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, careers, you know, as time's progressing, he working hard. Like, he know, like, before, he could probably get away with going to the movies and not saving $40 or $50. But now it's like, okay, $40, $50 more is milk or shoes or whatever. So he got to work extra hard, like, you know what I'm saying? Or she, you know what I'm saying? So it puts a different strain on that as well, as individually and then the marriage also. So, yeah, you definitely have to be, you know, on that same page. Like, those rings got to both stand for the same thing while you're wearing them. You know what I'm saying? Like, both of you have to have
a lot of time.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and then, too, you know what happens? Sometimes people, like, in the midst of the relationship, people commit to things that they really don't mean. Like something as simple as, like, so when we get married, you're going to start going to church more, right? And this person already wasn't going to church. You know what I mean? But that day, you know, y'all having a good day, everything's happening. They just want to continue to make you happy. So they're like, yeah, baby. Boom, boom. And now when they get married, y'all get married, they're like, yo, come on, you know, I don't do the church. They're like, oh, you said you was going to. You know what I mean? Like, you have to really be watching and minding the character of the person that you're dealing with and understand that you have to adapt. Or have to be able to. If you're not able to, then you need to leave it alone. You have to be able to adapt certain characteristics and affect your personality in a certain way in order to make sure that it keeps the relationship with the other person on key.
Exactly. Yep, and that's a lot of times people aren't honest with themselves. You know what I'm saying? They're not honest with themselves. So if you are honest with yourself, you're not going to be able to give a honest self to a person. And I think that happens also with, you know, marriages and rings and stuff. You haven't yet come to those honesties within yourself. So now when you look at it, it's like, okay, it's not going to come together well. You don't know who you are.
Yeah.
That person doesn't know who they are. Y'all both don't know where y'all going in this marriage. But, yeah, they live under separate reigns. Yes, I can't wait to get the wives in here in the clubhouse. I believe they're pulling in. They're getting their mics and stuff on. They're getting ready to come in here and talk about these hot, hot topics. It's going to be exciting. We're going to give them a few more minutes for everybody to get their coats off and get ready, get mic'd up. And between that, is there anything else, Aaron, that you have you want to share?
You know, I'm right still on base with the topic. It's just all types of different ways where you could get caught up. You know what I mean?
Definitely. You could.
Like,
easily get caught up, you know, or be on the same page at first and then go off onto the wrong page. Like, that happens also. Like, you're on the right page, you think that everything is going good, and then bam. I think we have a caller in the queue. I don't recognize that 269, Aaron. Could you take that 269 number before we bring the wives in here? They're still getting themselves situated.
Sure. Mm-hmm. 269, good evening. How are you? You alive with the right?
You don't know who you are? You got the right and wrong through? No, I couldn't hear you. Your voice cut off. We missed the last part of your conversation. 269.
Oh, I said you live with the Right and Royalty Crew. Who are we speaking with?
Okay.
My bad.
Go ahead.
It's me. Hi, Miss Unique.
Hi. Oh, okay. Great, great, great. That's one of the wives. Okay, I didn't recognize the number.
Oh, what's going on?
I think they're all coming in. You can
speak in. How much? How you guys doing?
Good.
I'm good. I'm good.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. You're bringing 832 and 312.
Everybody's in.
Yes. Hey,
what's
hi. How
on,
you doing,
ladies?
I'm fine. How
How's
you guys?
How's everybody feeling?
We're doing good.
All right.
Okay. Which wives do we have on the line tonight?
Miss Ambitious.
Okay.
Miss Unique.
Okay. And that's it? We have one more wife on the line. We got Miss Ambitious, Miss Unique, and Miss Big Mouth. Do we
I
have
thought
Ms.
we had Miss Big Mouth.
Not sure. Maybe her phone is doing something. Her mic might be needed to be tested.
All right, well, who's 832-797?
832-797 is Miss Chia. Miss Know It All. 832-797. That's what that is. That's Miss Kia. She might have her phone on me. But go ahead, Aaron. Jump off the next level of the conversation.
So what do you wives think about the topic, separate rings? I know a few of you were listening and on the queue.
Well, I don't know. I think sometimes a lot of people, and this is Ambitious, sometimes all the people, you know, they stay in unions because of what the people on the outside think, you know what I'm saying, that their union should be. Like, they want to keep up the status of what people think their relationship should be all about. And actually, I think that doing that, it places more strain on the union than the actual union does, you know, like killing yourself, trying to, you know what I'm saying, keep your relationship, in the eye of society. But and that's the problem. Like, people say, you know, the divorce rates. Like, is it really the things that's going on in the marriage, or is it really, you know, how you want society to view your marriage? Like, which one is killing your marriage the most? So I think that that's a big problem, you know, worried about what other people think about you.
Okay. I agree. And like we were saying before we came on was people's expectations, what they think, you know, your marriage should be. And a lot of times I don't think some people have talked to the next level. Like, some people are like, okay, we get married, we discuss marriage, but we haven't really discussed what our relationship is going to be on the other side of this marriage. Like, okay, yeah, we've been living together and everything else, so it's going to just seem like everything is the same, but it sometimes takes on a strain that some people aren't ready for. How do you feel about that, Ms. Ambitious?
Well, I agree. I agree 100%. You know, your relationship is based on you and your partner. It's not based on you and your partner and the next-door neighbor and they next-door neighbor. You know, and that's where things kind of go wrong. You know, that places a strain. Like, and it could be things like, you know, people worried about what you're doing, or, you know, people want to control what you're doing. Like, oh, that's a strain on a relationship. You'll be surprised how many people, like, deal with these everyday issues, you know, got people controlling or people in their ear or people to influence. Like, that influence is strong, you know. And a lot of people don't realize, like, influence is something else. Like, you'll be surprised what you'll be influenced, especially with peer pressure, you know, like, it's crazy. Like, I hear so many people talk about it, like, they just worry so much about what everybody else thinks, but you can't worry about what everybody else thinks when it's you and your partner. It's just only you and your partner. It shouldn't matter what everybody else thinks about you. So I agree.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, Aaron?
Yeah, I mean, you gotta be Xing everybody else out your business.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, you
yeah.
have to. You can't, because once you got people in your business, it's over.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
We got Miss Monique and Miss Kia. Did Miss Kia chime in yet? Did her mic come on?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
here.
Great. How
I
you doing?
I know where Miss Kia at right now.
Where I'm at?
She chilling with the hubby right now.
I'm still like, you know what I gotta say. This is Miss Kia. I have never ever been proposed to, never had no wedding ring, so I'm just speaking upon myself. Like, first of all, I'm gonna weed your ass out from the door. You're gonna get all of Miss Kia from the door. So that's why most men haven't made a year with me any damn way. Except the new king, okay? But at the same time, we all talking about marriage and what our future's gonna look like. But the thing about it is, first of all, if you start off with a relationship with everybody in your damn business, you're always going to have that problem. Most people are hooked up through a friend. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, what's your girl name? Oh, girl, I got this. You started the relationship with everybody in your goddamn business anyway, so how you going to get mad now? Then you did the wedding, and you made sure you invited certain people, and you made sure everybody saw what you part on. You had to have it at the right venue. You had to do all this stuff to impress people. So, of course, your vows are going to go under because of what people say, because you did all, your foundation was built on what everybody was thinking from the door. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, that's what I look at. Like, now, with me right now, because I don't went through a whole lot. I went through, 36 years of bullshit. So, right now, I'm looking like, we talk about what you're doing. You know what I mean? Like, we have the most interesting arguments. Because they're not arguments. They're discussions. Like, yo, I have never been with somebody. I actually could say, look, I didn't like this. And I like that. And we sit there, and I get so mad at him because we stay up to 3 o'clock in the morning just talking and discussing and building. And by the time we get done, it's a whole session of, like, enlightenment. You know what I mean? And, but he has his own path. I have my own path. And then we talk about what we see with each other. I'm not trying to get on his bandwagon. You know what I mean? I'm his cheerleader, but I got my own thing popping. He got his own thing popping. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, he was like, you can tag me on Facebook. I said, I know I can. Shit, I'm grown. But I don't need to prove this shit to the world. You know what I mean? Like, boy, please. You know what I mean? Like, because he does a lot of, he's a graphic artist. His Facebook is really dedicated to just work. You know what I mean? So I said, why you not put me up there? He put a picture of me. I said, take me down. I don't want no picture. He was like, why? I said, because let's stay focused. I got proof shit, believe me. Them hoes, when I tell them no, I will smack the shit out their ass. Anybody. Exes, anybody. I will fuck them up. You know what I mean? I said, but I don't feel that. I don't have that insecurity with you. I don't need to do that shit. So we good on that level. But guess what? I haven't lost myself in him. I still got my own goals. I be in my own world. He sit up at 3 o'clock doing his thing. I do my thing. You know, I don't care. I'm thinking about, when I think about a wedding, I ain't thinking about inviting nobody. I ain't feeding no damn body. I ain't asking nobody to get permission. Shit, none of that good stuff. No, we two got a plate. We good.
Oh, bro, just be like that sometimes.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. She be straight on, and that's what it's about. You get honest. You setting the tone of the marriage before the marriage gets started. So I think that the signal you're sending, you know, your husband by saying that is that this marriage is about us. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be about us from day one to day none. You know what I'm saying? It's not about who with the family thinks, how he feel, and this dress and that hat and her coat and this food. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it distracts from the actual, you know, nuptials, you know, and what's really supposed to be precious. Some people don't even remember what the heck happened. The next day they sitting there like, oh my God, it's like all blur because it's so much and you're rushing and you're doing this and this person needs that and the money might not be right the last minute. So, yeah, you got to set that tone. I respect that. You know, I respect that. Aaron?
Yeah, you got to listen, man. You got to let people know. That's the main problem people be having is they be getting it. They be looking for advice from outside sources on their relationship, and that's like the worst thing you could do, because nobody is living with you and your mate 24/7, and no one's around at your most intimate point. You know what I mean? Like, y'all really giving yourself to each other, so nobody can have no judgment on that. And it don't make no sense.
Exactly.
And people be putting too much.
Okay.
Nah, just people be putting too much emphasis on what others think or say.
Or feel. Okay.
Yeah,
well, let's go to the next level, because I wish we had Miss Big Mouth on here. She hasn't come into the clubhouse yet, but I had wanted to bring up, you know, with her, you know, having the feelings when we talk about keeping stuff to yourself or whatever the case may be. Is that living under separate vows? You know, if a person, one of the persons in the relationship is saying full disclosure and you're saying only this or only that, like, are you living under two different vows? What do you think, Miss Nodal or Miss Unique or Miss, either one of you, go.
Yeah, I think that you are living in two different vows. And, you know, if you're not being honest with your mate, if you're saying certain things are up for discussions and certain things aren't, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you in a marriage is not like a relationship or some nigga you meet, you standing on the fucking corner having an everyday conversation with, blowing an everyday breeze. A marriage is a union. So, you know, once you say I do, that is your, you are entitled to full disclosure. Like, you know, because if it were me and my husband, or if I were to tell my husband, that's not up for discussion. You know, like, it would be like, okay, well, what are you hiding? You know what I'm saying? So I think that marriage, once you go into a marriage, you have to be able to put all that out on the table. You can't keep secrets because, of, like Aaron said a few weeks ago, you can't build your lives off of deceit or what you're going to get in the end, deceit. Because if you lie to me, I feel like there's deceit. If you don't want to share something with me, I feel like you're lying to me about something. You're trying to hide something from me. So I think that's living two separate rings.
Yes, exactly. Where's Miss Unique? How you feeling over there, Miss Unique, while you're on your way to your nuptials? Because we already know if he don't do it the way she want to be done, he will be kicked to the curb. She is done playing around. Don't worry, go ahead. Her stipulations on him. Go ahead.
I mean, that's why I'm up front at first. When you meet me, you're going to see me. Like, you know, I'm going to be honest. If we're in a relationship, I'm going to tell you all you need to know up front. If you don't like it, you can, there's the door. You can keep it moving. You know, most people, they stay around, they stick around. When we break up, they still want to be around. So that ain't my fault. But when people live and have two different when people got two different vows and they live in two different lives to keep the secrets, yeah, you got two different vows, and I feel like that's part of communication. See, they not up front, and if they was up front, then they wouldn't have that problem. Like, you just got to communicate and be real with your mate.
Exactly. Aaron, I know you need to have something to say about that.
I mean, you know what I'm going to say? You got to be real with your mate. That's my whole thing. I'm always out in the open. You got to be with the person that you're laying next to every night. You know what I mean? Now, if it's somebody that you just doing, you know, to do with, and they doing something else with somebody else, then y'all need to have a discuss. I think the discussion of that should really come before y'all go to the next level. And then, even then, you gotta be watching people. Like, you gotta be watching people ways. Like, you can't get so caught up in what you're doing. Like, oh, I know he got a girl, but we just doing this, that you really forget the type of person you dealing with. You feel me? Like, if you dealing with somebody that do their girl like that, even if it's fun, you have to maintain in your mind the intent so you don't start having too much fun.
Now, before it all goes down, you sitting there, you setting this up, but you still have these quirks and quorums and stuff, should you even marry them if you still aren't, you know, you love each other, all this, that, and the third, but it's still some of those things that you just ain't happy about with each other. You know, what you think, Miss Kia? Do you go on into the marriage, or do you just say, I'm going to wait and see if they work themselves out? Do you walk into it, or what? What you thinking? Is Miss Kia still on the line? So I know Miss Kia will go down the hair and makeup real fast. People go down there. I don't know what's in the green room tonight. But go ahead, Miss Ambitious. Go ahead and speak on that while we're waiting for Miss Kia to finish powdering her nose. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I definitely say that, you know, it's like Ms. Kia said, when you are with somebody, your expectations are set at the door. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the, from the very exact beginning. You know, mm-hmm. and that's the same instance if you didn't want the nigga to get a job because you need to worry about what he was doing X, Y, Z amount of hours in the beginning of your relationship, and the nigga don't want to get a job when you 2 years, 3 years into your marriage, why? What do you expect? That's an expectation that you had already set for him. You know, like, mm-hmm. you can't just be setting the bar midway. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to set your expectations in the beginning. That's how
right.
I am.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people got that shit bad. You know, they, like, that's the same thing with me, nigga. You're not going to feed me steak and potatoes for the first 2 years and then feed me hot dogs the next three or four. Oh, hell no. You're going to feed me what the fuck you fed me for the first 2 years. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm setting the bar, nigga. I want steak and potatoes. I'm not a hot dog and potato chip bitch. So you, a lot of people don't be setting that bar. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be doing that. You know, that's like getting somebody under false pretenses, and then people wonder why it don't work out.
Because
mm-hmm. you're not mm-hmm. honest. You're not real with yourself. You're not real with your mate. You know, whether your mate is going to accept how you are or they're going to accept it or they're not. You know what I'm saying? But I'd rather much you know how I am and know what I'm expecting of you than to not know, and then down the line we don't last. That's a waste of time.
Right. Exactly. 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 And you done wasted years by not being honest with folks. And that's the sad part.
Uh-huh.
People will do that. They'll spend years just going along with whatever it is. Yep. Aaron, go ahead.
No, I mean, in my opinion, my whole thing is observance, man. Like, I just think that you have to really be really looking at the person that you with as well as yourself. Like, it's like it's a double thing, because if you don't, I mean, ain't no telling, you know, what's going to happen. Like,
definitely. I think we got
like
Miss
because you might get Tia lost.
She just walked back in the clubhouse. Miss Tia, what's going on over there? You went down to the green room?
I'm back. Hello?
Yeah, don't just step down to the green room all willy-nilly without sharing that information. But you have go ahead. What we was asking was, if you have things are taboos about your mate, do you go ahead and go forward and marry, or do you or and wait for it to get better, or do you have to make sure everything is lined up before you walk into it?
That's a given. No, you don't walk in it. No, not at all, because you know what, that's the thing about it is, you go, I don't know, maybe it has to do with my upbringing. I was a loner, you know what I mean? I stayed by myself because I didn't fit into nobody's clique. So when I get in my home, that's the place I want to feel safe at. I'm not going to get with somebody and not feel good or safe. And let me tell you something, most every dude that I've been messed with, they can tell you right now, they scared of me or something. They need to be, because I gave them the real me. I mean, I gave them the real me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yo, if some shit get me mad, I try to tell dudes all the time, especially when I was in shape. They're like, why are you not yourself? I was like, because I'm crazy. I will fuck you up. I gotta do them real quick. I don't need no proof of shit. If it's on my gut, I'm beating bitches' asses, and I'm going to start with you first. They're like, huh? And they think it's so cute. No, I'm not playing. I'm telling you who I am. You know what I mean? I like certain things. I want you to learn me. And it seems like they'll be around you, and then they never learn you. And then you have to cut their ass off. So it's like, I'd rather be alone than be with somebody and be lying to myself for the rest of my life. And, I mean, let them go. Let the person go. And I have. Sometimes I look at people who are in these relationships, and they want me to be jealous. Like, oh, I got my husband. I got my baby daddy. I don't give a fuck what you got. You got a problem that you can't handle. And you don't mean you're going to stick it out. I mean, so, no. You're going to know all of me. You're going to know my bad self. You're going to know my routines, because I'm going to let you know who I am. Because I'm trying to learn to love me all the way. So, damn it, you're going to have to learn it, too.
That's some background noise.
I agree with that.
Somebody's radio, TV, or something. I can't tell what that is.
Oh, I'm not on radio. But you know what? And that's the same thing when I want my mate. I want my mate to be very comfortable. You know what I mean? We live in an age where there's so many diseases and stuff like that. I want him to know all about him. I want to know his little dirty secrets too. That's all I want to. I'll try to be their best friend. I try to get all this stuff out. Sometimes I even act like I don't care about some of this stuff, but I'm taking notes like, oh, shit, he do? You like that? Oh, okay. Uh-uh. That motherfucker got a little sugar in his tank or something. Something ain't right. You know what I mean? I got to go. You know what I mean? I might smell, but I'll be at the door. But you got to be real. Like, you know what I mean? Like I said last week, take them to the strip club if you need to, just to get them comfortable. Like, this is what you really will do? Okay, I got to go.
Okay. Yes, that's how it be sometimes. So go ahead, Miss Ambitious. How you feeling?
I mean, set your expectations up front. You know, like, that's a given. You know, like, anybody who don't want to do that, then why are we here? You know, like, it's no point in me getting you under false pretenses. You know what I'm saying? I want you to know who I am and how I am in the door. I don't want to surprise you with my actions later, you know, because then, like Ms. Kia said, then, nigga, you have to go. I don't have time for that. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to waste my time. I don't want you to waste your time. And you just got to set them at the door. You got to set them up front. You know, you don't want to be wasting people's time. Like, and so many people do that shit, you know, trying to, because perception is everything. You know what I'm saying? Trying to make a motherfucker think they something that they not. Like, what the fuck you want them to perceive you this way? He or she going to see you in your normal light eventually. You ain't going to be able to hide behind the fucking covers forever. So you might as well just come out, you know what I'm saying? And so, like, I tell people all the time, my husband is the only man that has ever been able to handle my personality. Other niggas weren't built to handle my personality. And because I was this type of person, I was like, you know what I'm saying, this is who I am. If you don't want to accept me for who I am, then, okay, there's the door. You know what I'm saying? It revolves. You don't walk through that bitch and it lies. This is a revolving door. You have a choice, motherfucker. Your choice is to take me who I am for who the fuck I am or walk your ass through that revolving door. You know what I'm saying? So my husband was able to adapt, and he was built to say, you know what, I know how to deal with her. I know how to deal with her accordingly. He would get so many people like, how you deal with her? Because he dealt with me accordingly, and he knew how I was. You know what I'm saying? It was no need for me to perceive my image any differently from what I was. I am who I am. You can't take that away from me. But you can walk your ass up out that door. That's what you can do.
Aaron, how do you feel about that? Now, okay, so now we're in the marriage. We're in the marriage, and we're working on things. But, you know, what happens when y'all separate, you know, your thoughts and stuff once you already inside the marriage? If you saying that you with the person you made the vows, better or worse, how far will you go with their words? What is it that you won't accept? I mean, you make the vow. Better, when it's really, really good. Worse, that means when it's really, really bad. How bad is bad? What cannot you recover from?
I think the only thing... Oh, I thought you was asking me.
No. Go ahead, Aaron. I'm sorry. I forgot. I called you first, and then I wanted to hear from the wives. Go ahead.
I think the only thing that could make me my better for worse is like when the consideration is gone. When I see that a person has no more consideration for me,
mm-hmm.
you know, then mm-hmm. no, that's my worst. That's the worst that I can't stand at that point. Like, you know, and you could tell when somebody's intentions are saying that they do not consider you at all. And once I see that, then that's where I'm going with it.
Okay. All right. Ms. Kia, how you feeling? I mean, you say, you know, once you love somebody and everything and you both make that commitment, better or worse, what is the worst? What can't you recover from?
Me, truthfully, is when I can't talk, when we lose the communication. You know what I mean? When it seems like you need to, because when it's like you need to share your feelings with somebody else instead of Nick. You know what I'm saying? That means that's a problem right there. And see, that's what I get. Like, a lot of my men didn't get a chance to cheat on me because as soon as they stop talking to me or I can't talk to them, when I feel needed, I got to check somebody else. You know what I mean? Or ask them, it's over. Because it's over in my head. Once it's over in my head, I'm done. You know what I mean? If I can't, like, express how I feel, it's over. Mm-hmm. And if I see that you sitting there, well, I'm just going to let you get this because, no, I want to talk. I want to talk it out. Because you know what the thing is I'm thinking about is I'd rather know up from the door
because, you know, when we're getting older, we're getting sicker, the reason we want a mate is because we want somebody to have our back. We don't know. Look at the people getting, you got Alzheimer's, you got cancer, you got all this stuff that people going through, black women with heart disease. You want that person who actually loves all of you, because you never know who's going to fall ill, for real. Because now what's going on in a lot of marriages now, people are falling ill with cancer and all that. And this person leaves you at that weak moment. So I'm glad my baby daddy's left me at a pregnancy, because that was my weak moment for them, because they wouldn't have been there, God forbid, at a heart attack. They would have been like, oh, shit, she's sick, I got to go. They would have left me when I wasn't able-bodied. So that's what I'm saying. Sometimes that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for that person who loves the ugly part of me. You know what I mean? Right. All of that, because, and we could talk. And that's why I am in La La Land. But you know what? I just as well deserve right now, because I'm looking like all that bullshit I was dealing with. I'm so happy to run my mouth all night long. I mean it's not just like that communication. It just, it's so stimulating. You know what I mean? Like, I can actually say anything I want to, and I'm not demeaning him. He's not demeaning me. We just build each other up. And that's why I can see the future. I can see this man no matter what. Like, that's why I can see the better or the worse, because she's showing me that now. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm saying. Once we lose that communication, it's the relationship is over for me.
I ain't gonna lie. At this stage right now, all the shit you done been through and the way you talking right now, if this nigga hurt you, yo, I think we all gonna be piled up on Snap. Because I can tell, like, you on some shit like, look, this is the end of the road, love, right here.
Yeah.
If this nigga fuck up, y'all, I'm killing him, so y'all ain't even got to worry about it no more. Like, this is just me.
No, Aaron, but you know what? It's like, for the first time, I can actually be myself. You know what I mean? I have always been that working 3 jobs, 2 jobs, single mother, fuck you type of girl. I'm still in, but it's like, whoa. Like, he actually gives me that comment effect. I don't feel the need to actually, you know how you can go through a nigga phone and shit? I don't even feel the need to, because the communication. I'm not even talking about the physical. I'm just talking about the mental. I just been dating dumb. You know what I mean? Like, yo, because these motherfuckers, I'm like, shit, I didn't know they was that smart out there. Like, usually they smart in one area, they manipulative and shit. You know what I mean? Like, oh, yo, I know today's mathematics. I'm like, oh, shut the fuck up. You know what I mean?
Didn't I tell you last season? Didn't I say last season? Like, yo, you got to give men more credit, because there's men out there that's a lot smarter than what, you know, you thinking.
But you know what? This one right here, we was friends in high school. You know, we went to high school together. And, you know, we were cool then. We were always cool. We always stayed in touch. You know what I mean? And just, I had to scoop in and do my Miss Kid thing on him. Like, yeah, what's up? That was coming, but I was like, I stick with him real fast. Like, yeah, okay, this is mine. Next. But, yo, it really is nice. But my whole thing is, I'm not going to allow myself to be hurt. Don't get me wrong. I don't been through a lot. I got my dum-dum card. So I know game, too. So I ain't going to sit there and be like, oh, you know what I mean? But my whole thing is, you know, been somewhere you just like, it's nice. It just feels so different from before, from everything else. You know what I mean? Like, wow, is this what grown-ups do?
Yeah, that's crazy.
But you know, I got that new piece still. Like, you know what I mean? Because he got the baby mama and shit, you know, all that kind of shit. You know, I let him know, like, he was like, ain't nothing when I can't handle it, because if I got to slap a bitch, let her know her place, I have no problem. It's certain things I don't even tell him about. Like, yo, I put the word on the street, like, you know, tell the bitch to shut the fuck up, yo. Or else, you know what I mean, I'm going to shut her up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
and I go,
man.
Like, kiss my king. I love you, baby.
Hey, I just sent the goons over to our house with nail guns. And
direct
to an empty lot.
Yeah, but no, I still earn my dum-dum card, so you know what I mean? I do know. But like I said, I enjoy the moments, because that's all we have in moments. Nobody's promised tomorrow. So I enjoy the enlightenment. Like, yo, you like, dang it.
And he models what he says, you know what I mean? He don't need me, too. That's the beautiful thing about it. Usually all the other men I need, you know, had before, they always like, oh, they was an hour with the educated woman. Oh, can you help me do this? Shit, this brother's already doing his own shit, you know what I mean? Like, we actually just share ideas, bounce each other off. But he already doing his thing. He don't need me. That shit is kind of nice. Like, oh, God, I want to have a third child? Ooh, that is wonderful. I got a grown-ass man. Wow.
Yeah.
No, I'm
going to tell you something. Yeah. Foxy Brown said, ambition makes us so horny.
So he said, a little bit of ambition.
You got to have a guy that wants to do something, is motivated to do something without you.
Right.
He already doing his plan without me, and I'm already doing mine, but then we come together. That's why I said, when you have your own life, like earlier I was saying that, like, you got to have your own thing. And you know what I mean? And I admire when he's in his limelight, you know what? Like, I went to his castings. I went to everything, and I'm just sitting back. He watching how I'm reacting. I'm like, oh, I'm good. It's your time. It's your time to shine. I don't need to. You know what I mean? Then when it's my time, he just flip reverse. You know what I mean? It's so nice. I'm like, that I have never. It's so sad because I feel like a virgin. I have never done a grown-ass man before. Like, you know, this shit is beautiful. I'm like, I just be giggling and shit. Like, oh, shit. I got a grown-ass man. Yo, I was on the phone with my friend the other night. Last night, I was, you know, Shantae's got a man at home. I was like, I got a man at home, and he's so good. And I felt so bad because I think I remember his name, but it was just...
I'm
like, yeah. So she said, what y'all do? Y'all have sex all night? I said, no, we talk all night. You know what I mean? Like, I sit there and watch her work, and I mean, just talking and talk. I'm like, damn, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, I am like 37 years old. I got to go to bed. I need my sleep. You know what I mean? But it is nice. And yeah, I do feel like a little virgin. Like, oh my God, I never had a fully grown ass man before. And shit, yeah, I'll fuck a bitch up over this one. Yeah, you're damn right. If I fuck them up with some dumb shit of a little man child, you damn sure I'll rip the rail for this one.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
I already know
it's going to be one of them snap situations.
Oh, he ain't going to do nothing wrong. He good.
One of them snap situations. Every one of them snap, because on snap, they don't always kill a man. They'll kill a girlfriend or some other chick.
And you
like,
ain't
oh,
no girl.
Having an affair
something.
With her? Oh, this is who you having an affair with?
Let me tell you something. I can smell a thought coming. I can smell a thought. You know what I mean? I smell them now. I've been looking like I got, and then because they already know I'm crazy, you know, they stay away because they know, like, it's like I'm this professional, you know, teacher. And I throw all that shit away when I'm on with mine. I'm like, y'all, bitch, I will knock your fucking teeth off. Look at all that. You keep them degrees, yo. I got degree ass kicking. Like, and then when the cops get here, I'm going to act all white and get away with these charges and shit. And then I'm going
to... I'm going to ask you a question. I know you was whooping your baby daddy's asses and shit, but at the time... Oh, yeah, she's not, for real. Well, y'all that's on the new season, y'all don't know. Like, she gave us the rundown. Like, she was whooping some ass and taking names. Like, she wasn't playing. Niggas say the wrong thing, she jumping in the car like, I have to go over here and beat the shit out of this nigga. But nah, I mean, has there ever been a time where you've been out and you, like, with your, even the man you with now, I bet you've been out and you just felt in the atmosphere like, yo, you know what? This broad is looking at my man. A summer's up with her. I'm ready to go over here and have a little conversation with her.
No, you know what? My man is actually a model. So, you know what I mean? Like this, he's going to be looked at. I like when him getting looked at. I'm like, you damn right, look at that. And I'll be looking at myself like, God, I'm overweight. My hand there. I said, you got there. I love it. Look at this motherfucker. And he going home with me. Y'all want to look at it. Take a motherfucking picture. As long as you don't touch it, you good. You know what I mean? I never had no real ugly man and shit. You know what I mean? I like something to be looked at. I want everybody to see this shit. Go ahead on. Y'all want a picture? Matter of fact, I'll show pictures for y'all. You know what I mean? You know what? It's the way he carry himself. No, not to be funny, it's the way he carry himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He actually knows how to carry sex out there is different being with a grown man because he actually carries himself that way. Like, there is no problem because he is very, he's so attentive to my needs and he represents me. Like, even when I go somewhere and he's not there, I represent him. So he ain't going to get no fucking stories like, yo, your girl was out. Please, please, I know the story already. You play yourself by trying to play your man. You know what I mean? Shit. Like, when I go to our hometown, I put on a good teacher outfit, you know, the nerdy glasses, you know what I mean? I don't have no Donalicious outfits on. You know what I mean? So I'll be looking like, because I know my man is going to say, that's his girl, look at her, oh, preppy, they're right. And I tell him he can take that damn shirt off, he can walk around in, because look, that's my shit right there. But it's the way he carry himself. You know what I mean? Look, I see his inbox all the time. You know, all these girls, oh, hi, hi, hi. I'm like, yeah, you're supposed to say hi. He look good. Go ahead and keep going that way. You know what I mean? But it's all about how, because he's in a relationship with me. It's for him to show me my respect. It's for me to feel secure with him. Not
right.
The hoes going to come around anyway. You know what I mean? Hoes, I like that. But now the problem I have is the hoes that know we together. Like, not in business. I'm talking about, you know, from home or something. And they're like, hey, you all right over there? I'm like, oh, this bitch must don't know he got her on speaker, right? Okay, let me handle that shit later, okay? Bitch, don't ask him no goddamn questions. He's not your fucking man. You know what I mean? But then
he said, don't be worried about if he okay. I'll worry about if he okay. What is the reason for this call?
You know what I mean? You know, I'm trying to pull on baby mama cards. I'm looking like you. And they forget that when they see me, they think about that little preppy professional look. But they don't know I'm a baby mama, and I'm a crazy baby mama. So I already know all their games. That's why I said it's nice that I don't live life. I don't live it. I don't been to jail. I don't smash some couple of windows, beat some bitches' asses. I will threaten your sister, your grandmother, everybody. Everybody can get their ass whooped around me. So now that I done got all that out of my system, you know what I mean? They don't know. See, nobody knows that because I was down south doing all that ruckus. You know what I mean? I was down in Bucktown, Arkansas, and I was in Texas doing this shit in Chicago. So now I'm back in Jersey. Motherfuckers think I'm just cornball came home. I'm like, yeah, y'all don't need to know that part of me. You know what I mean? My record has been expunged. We good.
Aaron, do you see the growth? I mean, from season one to season two, like, this girl all came on here, like, I will stab a nigga still. You had got us all in the van. We went over to Miss I'm Just Fine Baby Daddy house. We was going to torture.
No. We still can fuck him up. You know, we still going to fuck him up.
He's still doing some sneaky stuff in the background. I had a nice talk with her. I wish she was on here so she could express it, but she got some things going on with the baby. You know, school is just starting and everything. She got the kids, so she's not on here, but I did speak to her earlier in the week, and he is definitely behind the scenes still trying to start the trouble.
Look, baby daddies don't never die, and next they don't never stop the bullshit either. But if you got a deadbeat baby daddy, he never gonna stop. And if you got a beat-ass baby mama, she ain't gonna never stop either. So don't ever think she gonna ever grow, no matter if she get her LPN license or whatever. She's still gonna be a chicken head. If your baby daddy get his trucker license, he's still gonna be the same person. So don't give him no credit, because mine's act a fool. You remember, they had both had my kids acting a fool. I'm looking like, ugh, please pay some child support. I ain't seen no child support in 6 months. But then they never stop acting a fool. So you know what? That's why I got to keep my little left hand, you know, tight. Not for my man, you know what I mean? But for them. And he wouldn't even know nothing. He don't even know that I'll fuck a dude up so quick. He'd be like, what's wrong, baby? Oh, nothing.
Yeah, he said, all right, nothing at all.
Because I handle those two punks. But baby daddies never die. So that's it. I'm sorry. Get back on this subject here.
No, you were great. You were great. We're so happy to see that you're in a happy place, because before we went in between seasons, you were still, you know, in that. I'm not sure yet. And now, you know, you came back like, yo, I'm in the penthouse, y'all, sipping on this champagne, eating this lobster. Like, I'm up in here with this king. He is definitely handling me. And that was like, wow. So it is a whole different feeling. So, yeah, all right. Well, here we go. And Miss Unique, you've been sitting here listening to what she had to say, and we're asking you, what is your for worse? You know, you got the for better or for worse. Do you have a for worse, or is it all the way through? all the way through, regardless of what, may come. Because we've talked about cheating, we've talked about different things. So what is the for words? You know, she speaks about communication. I can't talk to you no more. I can't feel you. You know, we not vibing no more. That's Ms. Kia's words. What's your words?
I feel like when a respect is gone, like when you just don't respect me no more, that means you're going to be mean to me, cheat on me, no communication, like all that comes with respect. And when you stop respecting me, it's just over.
Mm-hmm.
Because, what would you do? That goes with spit in your face. That's what happens.
Okay. Yeah, you said so that's it. That's it. You can't forgive. You can't. You've been married 30, 40 years, and he slips up. You know, he's feeling, damn, I don't feel like I used to. I am feeling sexy. He see a young girl. He like, damn, let me see if I still got it. He's feeling insecure. You ain't paying him enough attention, maybe. It's been a long, marriage is so patterned, and, every day it's the same thing. Dinner at 6, up at 5. You can't forgive that. After you done put in 30 years, you're going to walk away from that?
You should have talked to me about that before you stepped out. It depends on what you did. Like, if you only did it one time, then we might can talk about it. But if you went out and you had a girlfriend on the side, you set her up in an apartment, y'all got a kid together, a secret family, you got to go. But, if you just... you just see it, like, once or twice, that's 30 years down the line. But once you get your feelings in it with somebody else, I got to go. Because it's one thing to just cheat on somebody and then have sex. It's another to, like, have that mindset and to, like, really be, like, in love with somebody else.
So that's the best step yet. Go ahead, Aaron. That is heavy.
Yeah, that's true. I get it. Plus, Miss Unique, if it's some shit that might come out, she can't fuck with it anyway. Like, if he have a kid, another kid...
Oh, he's got
like
a
it's over
father.
Right there.
Like I'm not accepting that. You got a baby on the phone, you can go. But that girl see you pregnant, you might as well come home and break up with me.
No.
I mean, break up with me. No, that's
break up. And tell me yourself.
Already
if you're in my divorce papers. Sign them already because I'm signing mine.
I already know that's how you're gonna do it.
that's beyond disrespectful to go out and have a kid. Like, you going out and have a kid, that means you went out, you had unprotected sex, and now you got a baby. You got to take care of this baby. So I got to look at this baby all the time and be like, I'm so happy, but I'm really, like, madder than a bitch because y'all got a baby. And, like, this baby looks just like you. And every time I look at this baby, it just reminds me of the fact that you cheated on me. So I'm supposed to play nice now? No.
Wow. But what if he didn't? What if he didn't have unprotected? What if he did protect himself? He followed all, he did the best he could with the precautions. So I'm happy.
It wasn't the best because you had a baby.
He didn't mean it. But the baby shouldn't suffer. Should the baby suffer?
The baby is not going to suffer. He going to be there. I'm just not going to be there. He going to be there.
Yeah, she's like, the baby ain't going
to all of that.
The baby ain't gonna suffer because I ain't gonna be around. Because you can't trust yourself, huh? You might step on the baby's hand with one of them damn heels.
I'm not gonna do nothing to the baby. I definitely don't do kids. I'm not gonna do nothing to the baby. I'm not gonna be around and act like everything is okay. Like, oh my gosh, I'm just happy that you just got this baby on the side. Even though we was in a relationship. Oh, let all our kids.
I ain't gonna front.
All of that. But no.
I get where you coming from, because if you do that, right, honestly, if you do that, a man might go out and have a whole nother family on you. Like, oh, she was cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
Go over here
and
have a daughter with somebody else.
And y'all been married for 10 years.
But it might not, Aaron.
Yeah.
You have had situations like that where it was, a small infidelity. It was he was going through whatever, they was going through whatever, they couldn't communicate, couldn't talk. She got weak, she got pregnant, men had forgiven and raised the child as their own. And women
for me, that's why. See, that's that consideration thing. See, my thing was consideration. Like, once you go out, man or female, y'all could be going through whatever. But once you go out and your conscience is gone, meaning that you, like she said, that unprotected sex shit, then you having a kid, like, you was not considering me. You feel
me? No, you
so
was
I have
not.
No choice but not to, I have no choice but not to fuck with you. You feel me? I have no choice but not to fuck with you. So, like, because you not considering me, and not are you not only considering me, you ain't fucking considering yourself. Because if me and you been rocking out for a minute, and now we going through something, how long did you actually know and was able to establish something with this other person to the point where you felt comfortable with having an unprotected relationship with them? Yeah, get the fuck, you got to go. Like, real
have
talk. You have to. You have to, because you're not worried. You're not even worried about you. So I know you ain't worried about me.
Okay.
Yep.
So you and your kids.
Get
you
in the house. Get that stuff in the house now.
On
those
shoes.
Get them in the house.
Everybody's still in the house.
Now,
on the
house.
Get in the house. Tell him I said to get in the house. Get them shoes on.
No, that's Miss Ambitious. That's Miss Ambitious. That's some brown boots in
no,
front of the
me.
Door.
No, that's me. That's Miss Kia. I did not know I was on. I thought I muted it. Oh, my bad.
Tell him Miss Nene said get in the house and get them shoes off. Shoot, ain't nobody got time for that. It take a village. We all come over there. He better get them shoes off, whatever you told him.
My baby's in
I heard that bass
yet.
In your voice. I heard that bass. I almost went and put my shoes somewhere. I was like, wait a minute. Where's my shoes
at? See, man, my kids don't know Miss Kia. You know what I mean? They know that little good teacher thing. Like, looking like their daddies, they want to get that cat, catch that mouse.
Oh, shoot. Lord have mercy.
But hold on real quick. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you go right ahead.
I'm with Miss Monique. And Aaron, you had them babies and stuff. I don't got time for that. You know what I mean? I can please step mommy to that little ugly motherfucker. No, thank you.
But listen. We're not just talking about, as y'all always say, we're not talking about your boyfriend or whatever. We're talking about your husband that you done made commitments and stuff. And I talked to where's Miss Tony? Is Miss Tony on the line? Is her hand up? Wait, we got a hand up. And then where is Miss Tony? Miss Tony, hit your one if you're listening, because I really want you to come on here and speak if you are listening, because you know she loves to listen to the show and be able to weigh in. But we got a 570. Aaron, take that 570-540, and then we'll go right back to live action, because I'm just wondering, like, if you really love a person, why wouldn't you? Go ahead. Let's bring in Miss Keisha. Is that
you,
Miss Keisha?
Yeah, of course. We already got her in. What's
up, Keisha? Hello? Yeah, we here.
Yeah, I pushed the one to Kia. She had me, when I said she had me crying a minute ago, my favorite. I'm sorry. I'm saying, yo, she said they gonna keep you. You're not gonna get rid of them. I don't care to get a trucking license, an LP and license. They did forever. Lord have mercy. I was actually tearing. I say, Lord.
Did you have anything you wanted to say on the subject? What's your not enough? I mean, you know, you've been with your husband for now, what, 17, 18 years. What's your work?
If he had a baby on me, I have to go, because I love him so much that I know it won't be right. I know my attitude. You know it's not going. I love the kids. Take care of your child and take care of the ones here. I would never step in that. But as far as my heart goes, it's not going to be right. It's not going to be the same relationship. I ain't going to get over it. Love you, come on, smart tools, bye. Because once I had a consideration, you didn't have consideration for me. Like, my heart is the same heart that you have.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get over that. Like, I understand my parents get married in 30 years on everybody. Why couldn't he think about the 30 years? Why I got to hold everything? I feel the fact that you cheated on me, and now I got to uphold our marriage when you wasn't there? It takes two to tango in this game. I can't be married by myself. And you can't use that marriage on me when you be like, oh, baby, you know we married. No, we was married. You know you was hitting it from the back over there.
I got a question. What if your family, do you break up your family for him to go start another family? Like, what if you got, just say, what if you got a 5-year-old, a 10-year-old, a 12-year-old, y'all got a house together? You going to actually let your man that you built up, because most women build these men up. Mm-hmm. I mean, they stick by him, nice ass, you know what I mean, looking half decent, you know, got his teeth fixed and all that shit. Now you going to let him leave to go take care of this thot baby? Not to be funny, you know what I mean, because... And then you know you ain't going to get no money, you know what I mean, because she don't know how to spend money. You know what I mean? Will you actually pick your family up for him to be with that one kid? My men already have babies and shit. We not having no more. But I wonder, because in down south, a lot of women, they men have babies on them. Yeah. A lot of men. And they, I mean, not to be funny, I'm not trying, I was in Arkansas, Texas, a lot of their men have babies by other women. And they act like they, the wives act like they don't even know it. You know what I mean? They actually just, they're just blinded out. I wouldn't, but I'm just saying, I never would have, I've never been married.
Go ahead. I couldn't do that part because I got to be honest with myself. Like, it's not going to be a marriage no more. Now I'm just going to be with you. I'm not going to be happy. My house is not going to be my comfort no more. It's going to be an elephant in the room all the time. We're not going to grow. It's going to stop. And when I leave, best believe, I'm getting what I got to get. You better get a second job for your other family.
You know what? I'm
going to
say this. I'm going to say this and playing the other side. My brother-in-law and his wife had a rough patch. They got married older in life, and she couldn't have any more children. That was her thing. She was like, I would love to be able to give him a child. Like, she loved him so much. Like, their love is so intense. You know, they found each other, you know, later. Their love is ridiculous. Like you said, fixed him up, helped him. You know, she came into his life and really changed some things. But you know how men are about their health. You know, she was like, look, we going to the, you know, she got him, so he was smiling so big. Okay. They had a rough patch, and she had to, you know, they separated for a couple, you know, and somebody came in his world, and then, you know, she wasn't right for him. They got back together, him and his wife. You know, they was like, we going to, you know, work this thing out. Now the girl got pregnant, okay, and it just so happened that she's not a good mother. So they ended up with the baby. And when I tell you, she is so happy and so, you know what I'm saying, like she is overjoyed because she ended up getting something. I mean, it was hard on her. I mean, it was really, really hard on her. She was just ready to just, I mean, it hurt her terribly because that was something she wanted to give him. And he was like, you know, he really wanted the baby. And it just so happened that they ended up having it. So now they have the baby. And when I tell you she takes so good care of that baby, she's like, I can't imagine my life not having the baby. The baby looks just like him. She love her. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, it actually fixed their marriage. It actually fixed their marriage. So this is a lot of different stories. I just wanted to bring up something so that, you know, other listeners and stuff would see that this other side. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, Keisha.
Yeah, but marriage is so personal. That's why you, no matter how you prepare for it, we could talk till the cows come home. In that moment, you're going to do what you're going to do. You can't prepare for it because you got to give your mate time. Like, when you meet somebody, you can tell them everything you know about yourself at that point. But life is a marriage is a process. People grow. You have room to grow. You may not. And that's why it's so personal. You want to say, yeah, I'm going to ride with you. And when stuff comes, at least to be honest, if you can't handle something and you're that type of person, don't make you a bad person because you just can't handle it. Make like with your sister-in-law. That works for them.
Right.
Like, I always say, you want to go. I don't judge nobody, but I know, personally, I couldn't handle that. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to think, it's not about the child. I can handle the child's the point of the trust and respect. I can love you, but you didn't respect me enough to put a condom on.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't respect me to have my choice. You ain't have my back, so now I got to hold that and plus have your back. But you ain't have my back. You left me out there in the wilderness, and you come in with a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make our life better, because I ain't going to be able to do it. I know my mouth. My mouth is so sick, somebody's going to feel some type of way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. End it right now.
Yes.
I love it. I got my birthday present. Because I never
wanna,
don't have nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Miss Keisha, I'm going to bring Miss Tony in. Stay on the line. I'm going to bring Miss Tony in. Miss Tony, hi, you are live in the Writing Royalty Clubhouse. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Please,
hey,
wait
everybody.
In.
Hello,
hey,
hello.
What's going on?
Hey,
Mr.
Tony.
What's going on,
you know,
Tony?
Hey, Mr. BB.
Oh, man.
Not
BB
Capri.
What the hell
happened? Capri.
What the hell happened? I'm BB again. What the hell?
It's always love. Now, you know, guys, I've been traveling. I just got in from dropping my baby boy off to college, but I had to tune in. So I've been hearing pieces of this dream of ours. Now, you just called me out. What is it that you want me to weigh in on?
Well, you know, I always trust in your advice. You got expert advice, so you are expert when we're talking about marriage. Miss Tony has been married for 22 years. She loves to be married and take care of her family, her husband. She always gives out good advice. So, you know, we've had this discussion before, and I would like for her to share, you know, her thoughts and feelings of a woman who has been in a marriage, you know, for a very, very long time. How do you feel about that, Miss Tony? What is your worst? What can't you live through or get through, you know, that vow of for better or for worse? You know, can you go the whole distance or what? What would you do?
I heard bits and pieces of whether if there was a discrepancy and there was a child as a result of that. And I have to be honest in my heart that I would have to say that would be the ultimate, quote-unquote, betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have laid down, and you've laid down the way you would lay down with me, and something has come from it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
And it's just you didn't protect yourself, and you didn't come back and protect me. So I think having a child outside of my 22 years, 8 months, and 3 day marriage, that would be a deal breaker.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't blame anyone but him, because he went in knowing what can come as a result of it.
Hmm.
I can't blame the woman. I can't blame the baby. I have to put my blame on him.
Could you still be his friend? Could you still have any of the thing that made you so close? Could you still have that friendship, that, you know, that love? Would it just go? Would you say, okay, you know, we, the rest of us kids, the last ones we got, we out of here, and, you know, could you still be his friend?
I wouldn't say that it would take the love that I have from him, because after being with somebody for so long, you know, you just can't discredit that. That love is instilled in me. And I can't take him away from our children, because I know the bond that he has with our kids. As far as being a friend, and that best friend is about the only relationship that would be in jeopardy.
Okay. Aaron? Is Aaron still over there? Did Aaron go down to the green room?
No,
he
I'm
does
here.
That. Okay, go ahead, weigh in. You've heard Keisha, you heard Tony, you heard Miss Kia. How are you feeling? What would be your worst?
I just said the consideration thing, like if they go have another child, like that's it. Like I'm not fucking with you after that. Like I can't. You know, I can't, honestly, I can't. Like, I can't. There's no possible way that we can be together again after that. Not even years later, none of that, because every time I see you, I'm going to remember what we had at one time and then remember to what extent you destroyed it. Like, it's a difference from doing something to somebody, but then it's like when you see... It's like when you see somebody go crazy, like, you know, God forbid, domestic situation. You see, like, a husband come in the house and kill his wife and the kids. You always be like, but damn, why the kids? You know what I mean? So it's that same type of thing. Like, why the kids? I can't mess with you after that. Like, you went to the extreme. Like, at that point, I feel like you was telling me, hey, you know what? F you and everything
you
stand for. Okay.
Mm-hmm. No
respect. Okay. That's just me, though. That's my opinion. I'm not.
You know. How you feeling, Miss Kia, now after you've heard those different sides? How are you feeling?
Well,
did Miss Kia get quiet? Does that ever happen? Oh, my God, we have a Ryan Royalty first, y'all. This is a real special edition of Ryan Royalty Radio. We're in the clubhouse all the while. We're talking about different rings. Are you living a different vow from your mate? What is your good? What is your bad? What is your worst? Can you live through infidelity through children? We got Aaron Bebo. I am Nene Capri. We have our wonderful, wonderful wives, Miss Kia, Miss Know-It-All. It's quiet. We have Miss Unique and we have Miss Ambitious. They're sitting in the cut, taking it all in, and something has finally made Miss Kia quiet. I can't believe it. Aaron, write this date down. I can't.
No, I'm not quiet.
Got it. Not a game.
Hello?
Yes. We're here.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, can you hear me?
No, I'm not crying, but you know, yeah, she said a lot.
Mm-hmm.
She said a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really interesting. I mean, and I had to take that in because I don't have a relationship. I mean, I don't have a marriage. But let me tell you something about kids. When I get into a relationship like this first one, can you hear me?
Yes.
No, I said, what I tell you about relationships to kids is that I have two little boys. I don't want any more kids. The first thing I tell a dude when I start dating him is, you want more kids? Because if you do, you don't want me. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to have a little girl. We're not going to have a love child. We're not going to have none of that shit. And I have actually broke up with a dude about that. He said, well, can't you reverse your procedure? I said, hell no. But I can get rid of you because we're not on the same page. So, you know, one of the things is that if you still want a child or something like that, me and you shouldn't even pursue a relationship because I don't want any more children. I already have two, and that's how it's going to go. So if you want to – and if you have another kid out there, like I said, I can't deal with it. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to deal with my kids some damn time. How do you want to deal with yours? You know what I mean? They got to already exist. You know what I mean? And I tell them, like, even when I'm dating somebody who has kids, I'm like, yo, they got a mama. I'm not their mama. I'm going to treat them nice, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not their mama. You know what I mean? So
wow.
My whole thing is when you get to that, I think that has to start to do with that communication and knowing what you want from the door. Some people don't know what they want from the door.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, like I said, they lie. I ain't even say this before, but I had a family member who started dating a dude who had no kids. You know, this woman was taking pregnancy tests and playing that stuff. You know what I mean? Like, she pregnant, she lost the baby. I'm like, that she's lying because her tooth was tied. She got a tooth tied at birth years ago. I remember it. It was she asking because she wants to keep the man. See, that goes all out to the relationship we talk about. You know what I mean? You know, like, is it for better or worse? Now, when you got with that woman and you knew she couldn't have kids, you knew that. You knew that you was loving somebody who you was not going to share a child with. You know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
I don't think the bond of a child, because I had two kids and the men left, so I don't think a child bring anybody closer. So my whole thing is that there for me is out the damn door. You know what I mean? She's just like buying clothes and shit. You know what I mean? And can send it back home to her mama. I don't know, but that's the whole thing. So I'm really clear on the communication part of it and all that, but yeah. If I wasn't listening, a baby pop up, shit, I'm fucking somebody up. I'm fucking up him. I'm going to leave him, but I'm going to fuck him up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he might have to get it. He might have to get it. Miss Keisha,
you
going to
get it.
That you wanted to add?
No, everybody covered everything, you know. I'm just listening to cover everything. Like, I know, like I said, my grandma, you know, back in your grandparent days, they... Like, my great-grandfather, he had another family. We found out when he passed away. I remember me being mad at my grandmother, like, how you know you got another family? And you sitting up here. And I remember this daughter came to the funeral, and my aunt was mad. And my grandmother told her, look, the only people you can be mad at is that at her mother and her father, that man in that casket, this child, she a victim like me. She's sitting in front with me. And at that moment, I was so mad at her, but I see the strength. I couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something they dealt with back then. But I'm saying right now, we know better, so do better. I can't deal with that because I don't feel as though, why I have to share my love with somebody else but you're not sharing. I'm not going to be loyal to somebody that's not going to be loyal to me. My heart hurts just like your heart. If I'm bringing all myself to the table, I expect the same from you.
Mm-hmm.
How you telling me you want me to ride for you, but you got three other and four other cars? You riding it. I can't do that. I only got gas money for one car. That's expensive.
Hmm.
And I feel like, you know, somebody's going to be, I don't care, somebody's going to not have everything. Somebody's going to feel gypped.
So
then you bring out the baby here, and she's going to be in a relationship, I don't want my baby by your wife. No, we're going to have none of that. It's two people in the relationship, so it's not going to work. You treat this child bad, I'm just going to exit. Like, since you wanted to exit me out when you had this relationship, so why I gotta be hurt and I gotta play the? I gotta be the bigger person too. I can't do all that. That's too many parts for me in this play. I'm sorry.
That's
too many
parts of this play. I know that's right.
This show with cancer. That's how I feel.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, we thank you for calling in and, you know, weighing in. Please continue to listen in on the hot topic. Thank you, Ms. Keisha. You always add something very good to the show. We thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Okay, Ms. Tony, did you have anything else you wanted to add or take away?
Actually, I didn't, Mimi. And I just want to say that to Ms. Kia, you know, you always preface your opinion with by saying, it's just my opinion, I'm not married. And I really appreciate that. But I just want you to know that the way you approach the relationship that you're in now, the communication, you know, laying it all out on the table, you've already done so much more than most married couples do. So by you being so honest and open about how you feel and what you want out of a relationship, you know, so I'm going to officially name myself the president of your fan club. But I just want you to know that, you know, you're so open. Mm-hmm. And even though you don't have a ring on your finger, you're doing all those things that pertain to a marriage because it's open and everybody knows where they are on that at that table. So hats off to you and all the ladies in the clubhouse. And I'm going to step back and continue to enjoy the show.
Thank you, Ms. Tony.
Thank you, Ms. Tony, but I'm trying to be like you. Look, I already did the baby mama. I mastered that already. I need to master the wife thing now, so I need to read your book.
I didn't get her to write a book. I'm telling you, I'm working on it. As you put that out there. Yes, thank you, Ms. Tony.
Good night.
All right, go ahead, Aaron, right back into live action. And we have Miss Ambitious. She's been sitting there quiet in the cut, and you've been hearing different things. Did you weigh in on that? Did we hear her opinion on it? Did we get it? I wasn't sure. Didn't she? She said no.
I've just been listening. Like, I mean, I got a checklist of shit. Of course, I always got a checklist of shit. Like, it's a whole lot of shit you just ain't doing to me. Like, but I don't know. Like, deal breakers for me is like lying to me, and you know, lying to me and camouflaging in the bushes and shit. You know, getting stick bugs, splinters in your ass and shit from the bushes because you too busy going an extra mile to cover up your indiscretions. Like, that's that bullshit. Like, you don't got to go that extra mile to lie to me. You know what I'm saying? And having babies. Like, you know, like Ms. Tonky said, like, there's an effect from your car. And if you want to go down and you want to, because see, with me, like, I had a procedure done after I had my son, because I don't want any more kids. I have 3 children. I don't want any more children. So if my husband were to go out there and lie down and have some, you know, lay down with somebody else that we share, like she said, that would hurt me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would hurt me to the core. So, of course, that would be an effect from his calls. I don't even like that nigga going to the strip club. So, hell no, it ain't okay for you to go have no kids on me. Like, I will Lorena Bobby his ass. I will remix style that shit. Like, you better not go have no more kids on me. Like, that would hurt me. So, I mean, that's just my take on it. I don't play all that shit. Mm-mm. Sorry.
And how long have you been married, Miss Ambition?
It'll be 4 years this November. And we've been together for 8. So we've been together for, like, a long time. So we've been together long enough for him to know it's shit you don't do not to get your dick chopped off. Like, don't fuck with me. So we've been together long we've been together long enough for him to know how I am. You know, like, it's I just got a checklist. It's like, don't do that shit to me. Treat me how I treat you. I wouldn't go out here and do anything, you know, do no indiscretion against you or your character to hurt you, so don't do that shit to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have friends that have baby daddies. I have a friend that have a baby mom, a wife that has babies outside of her marriage, 3, you know, like a bunch of kids outside of their marriage. And it's crazy. And these people just stay. And a lot of people be like, oh, I'm staying for the kids. No, motherfucker, you staying because you're stupid. Yo, you ain't staying for your kids. You know, so it's sad. It's just not something. I mean, to each his own, it's just not for me, though. I can't deal with all that.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, sometimes it be like that. Sometimes, you know, people they love hard. You know, everybody loves different. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. So I respect it. You know, I respect if you honest enough to say, I can't do that. But then you never know. You can never really say I can't because, you know, stuff happens, you know. And in the moment is when you're going to have to decide. Like, right now, yep. You got time to think about it. You know, you can think about it, toss it around, say what you would and wouldn't do. It's stuff you're doing right now that you told yourself 20 years ago you wouldn't do.
Yep, that's true. I said I want to have kids. I said I want to get married. Like, you know, so that's true. You said you want to do a whole lot of shit that you do now, and you know, when you're doing it, you know. So I think that
20 years from now, you might feel different about this. You know, y'all gonna go to a different level in the relationship, and you gonna go to a different level in your own personal character. You know, like even I'm listening. You know, Miss Unique, she's younger. Miss Ambitious, y'all are younger than I. And I understand the aggressiveness in your character when you're that young and you're like, man, I wish somebody would. You know what I'm saying? So but as you get older, sometimes it's stuff you can settle in and take. Like, that might not be something, but it might be on that list that you said you got all written out that somebody can and cannot do. You just never know. Like, some you might be at a point in life when they probably can. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
true.
I just say never. You know what I'm saying? Never say I wouldn't, you know, I can't, because you just never know. And sometimes the most strength come out of you when you in those moments. You know what I'm saying? And then the strength comes. You didn't even know that you had, or the tolerance or the patience or the love changes and something else might happen. I just saying you never know. I could be totally wrong. I'm just saying it's another side, you know, a lot of times bringing it all up. Aaron, what you doing over there? Because we want to hear from you.
I mean, listen, there's nothing that's going to be said tonight that will ever change, and tomorrow that will change my position as far as, you know, that aspect of you know, like Miss Tony said, betrayal. Like, that's the real only word I could really even see. So, like, unless, you know, somebody, you know, is like, I don't know. I can't even picture a reason. Like, I was about to say something crazy. Like, you know, if God forbid I got an accident and I just, you know, was paralyzed and I couldn't do anything for the rest. But even then, my mind is working. I still feel some kind of way. So, yeah.
I agree.
I'm stuck on stupid on that. Sorry, I'm for real.
Okay. Right.
For real, because
I
know what? Love,
I feel like...
love is a... Oh, no, go ahead. I apologize.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No,
one
I was
of
just
y'all.
Gonna say love is just you know, love is just too much of a bonding thing for it to just be, you know, like it's that touch and go, like you went
it's
out in it, because it's like, yeah, like you did that, that's too touch and go. I can't co-sign that.
Yeah.
I'm with Aaron, because, you know, when you said love, you know me, what you mean, like, because love is a nice word. I love you. No. When I say I love you, I'm like, yo, you bring out the best in me. You calm me down. I respect you. I admire you. I mean, there's so many words that go inside of that. So if we sat there and built that up for real, and that's why we can't fathom it. But when we actually say the word love, like, I love, like, I can't see you going out here cheating, you know what I mean? Because I'm learning you, you know what I mean? Like, it's not that I'll put anything past a man, you know what I mean, or a woman or anything. But when you sit and spend time and you share thoughts and you connect, I'm not talking just the physical, I'm talking about you could, and they turn you on, you get that mental and all this, and you bond it. And for them just to dismiss that for a night, it shows you that everything you had was a lie, you know what I mean? Because, like, how could you get caught up? Now, there's somebody poisoning you, and you know what I mean? What the hell happened? They tied you up? They, you know what I mean? Like, no. You know what I mean? It wasn't no extreme case of you was kidnapped and raped, and then they sent you back and all that. You know what I mean? We're talking about you took time. And that's why I believe in emotional cheating. You know what I mean? That's that communication. When you start talking to somebody else instead of the person you laying with, you know what I mean? Oh, that's my best friend. I talk to him all the time. That's a problem right there. That's a warning sign right there. Like, I have good male friends, and we're cool, and my man knows about them. They was all, but guess what? I don't talk to them. I mean, like, I talk to them, be still cool, but I got a best friend right here that I just can turn over to and talk to and laugh with. I don't need, you know what I mean? Our friendship is nice, but damn it, I got something right here now. I get the whole package. I thank you. You know, we're still friends, but shit, it's a better feeling now. Like,
why I got all this at home, because before I had my best friend I go to the movies with, you know what I mean? We go Dutch because we just friends, you know what I mean? And I had the best friend that you talk to, you know what I mean? And you can't. Now we have all that in one place. So for you to say that now one night you went and met somebody and you put your life on the line and the baby, everything about us on the line, no. You can't just dismiss, you know what I mean? That's, you feel that's the ultimate betrayal, you know what I mean? Like, you have to been talking to this person. You have to been sharing, building a relationship to let your guard down that much.
I'm going to ask this then, since we're saying this now. We're talking about, here we go, we're feeling for better or for worse. Are you living in the same vows, living under the same vows, the same ring? Okay, you got your mate. And Keisha brought up something. She talked about, you know, her grandfather passing and then them finding out. Okay, here it is, your husband falls, you know, ill. And you taking care of him and part of him making peace with himself because he might leave here soon is letting you know that that happened. Do you walk out on him? Do you leave him? Do you say, you know what, I ain't going to be able to do this. You just go ahead on and die by yourself because I ain't doing nothing or whatever. Like, how, you know, hey, we talking about for better or for worse. We talking about life and death. We talking about love and, you know, the other side of it. Go ahead. Let's talk about that. Do you stay? Do you leave him? You know, what do?
I say you stay. Like, that's, you know, that's for better or worse. He's dying. That's on his deathbed. Then he tell you about it. Then, you know, he dying anyway. But if he was healthy, I'm leaving. And you can watch him out.
Sit in his face on
his
deathbed.
Look at Miss Unique.
Sit in his face.
Miss Unique is, daddy trust you well. Because I already know what that's about. She like, oh, he dying? What? Okay, let me get this insurance shit right.
That's right. The policy you already expect 2 years.
I got about six to 8 months to get this insurance shit right. Let him think I'm gonna be right. I am gonna be right here by his side.
That would be wrong, though. You know. You know, I'll be mad. Don't get me wrong. I'll be mad by his bedside, and I'll be like thinking some nasty thoughts. But like at the end of the day, he dying, and I did love this man, and like I'm still gonna love him, like even though he told me this. But, you know, I'm just going to have to, because, you know, nobody want to die alone. Like, I wouldn't want to die alone, and I wouldn't let him die alone. You know, it's that's cool. But if you up, walking around, living, bye, deuces, you out.
Okay. I appreciate that. I appreciate that honesty.
It's no way saving for him, because that's just, like, you disrespecting me to the ultimate. And I can't look at that baby and just be like, hi, oh, you the love child that he had on me. I don't care if we was in a break, because if we was in a break, you should have took protection because you knew you was going to want to come back. And once you did that, ain't no coming back. I don't care if we on a break, if you had a one-night stand, if we was, like, having problems, and he was like, oh, my gosh, I need to have sex with somebody. It just happened. Well, it shouldn't have happened. Keep it moving.
Miss Unique, no, that's the best way. He on his deathbed, you can't even get him back. He done left you with a memory for the rest of your life. You got to live with
his
confession. I would beat the hell out of him. I would spit on him. You know what I mean? I would, like, play with his oxygen tube and everything. Like, how that feel? How that feel? You know what I mean? No. You're going to be, you going to feel some insane.
Insurance
policy was done when we got married. So.
How can you leave somebody you love like that? Like, he on his deathbed.
No, my whole thing is just still a betrayal.
How can you just turn around and walk away and close the door? Like, damn.
It's still a betrayal because my whole thing is those characteristics don't go together. You know what I mean? Don't go together. So if you, that means you was a lying ass sneak the whole fucking time. Every time you looked at me, you knew you had this secret. And here I am giving you my 100%. Hell yeah, I'm going to do like a mad black woman on his ass.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I feel like if it was me and I was the other way around and I told my husband, like, something so secretive on my deathbed, like, I expect him to walk out for, like, a minute. But, you know, like, he's supposed to come back because I'm dying. Like, you know, you're supposed to be there. Like, if I was up walking around, you should move it. And I understand that. Like, you left me. But I don't know. Don't leave me on my deathbed. I don't know. I wouldn't do it because I wouldn't want to die alone. And I wouldn't do it. But, like I said, if you're up and moving, you got to go. Like,
I'm vicious. The nigga's already dying. Fuck it. I might as well finish him off.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Honestly, I really can't answer that because I was raised by my grandmother, y'all. Like, so I be having them moments where I'm weak, like where I'm like this ain't right. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Even if somebody did something wrong to me, like, I'll be like, this ain't right. You know what I mean? So I don't know, you know, if to what extreme I would go to when the person's already dying, but... yeah, you know what I mean? Like seriously. Like, I would, you know, I don't know if I could.
Yeah, they are.
They're
dying. Like, what more can
put it like this. When I watch Diarrhea of a Mad Black Woman, I understand. I'm like, girl, get him. Get him. I laugh. That's
right.
I see that's the kind of comment part
like,
right
you know
there.
Why I don't,
like,
you know why women
like,
be feeling like that?
Turns around.
I think women be feeling like that during watching movies and different things like that because women go through so much bullshit with guys. So... when they see a guy finally getting it, it's like a victory dance in their heart. Like, yeah, she getting that motherfucker for every guy that did something to me. And Tyler Perry's a master at making black men look terrible.
Oh, shit.
So,
I don't think that he's trying to make black men look terrible. I think that what he does, because him too, like he had a very good relationship with his mother. And, you know, I think that he tries to point out, you know, the weaknesses in women and how to overcome them. You know what I'm saying? Because it's always some type of advisory situation. I don't even think it's about the man. It's a lot of different sides of men because he does show the man that is very, you know, hard or disrespectful, and then he will show you that man that can rescue you, you know, that can, if you open your heart and, you know, forgive and still want to love again, you know, you can still have somebody. So, you know, that's the way I see it. Man, it is some men out there that like the guy.
Tyler.
You know what I'm saying? It's some dudes out there like that.
Let me tell you something about Tyler. You're right. There are. But honestly, let's keep it real. I'm talking about in your hood where you grew up at, Nene.
Mm-hmm.
You wasn't seeing no guys like them men being portrayed on the screen with this guy. He all his characters, all men, all these men are dirtbags.
No, that's Lifetime.
Like,
that's Lifetime. That's
nah,
Lifetime,
that's
baby.
Tyler Perry. Like these guys be dirtbags or they be weak. Their character be weak in some kind of way. And it might be like you said, and then he got this great relationship with his mother. So he's highlighting, you know, her pain through all these roles. Like, yo, women go through this. Women go through this. Women go through this. Women go through this.
He mimics whoever those characters are, those different aunties or people who was around. You're absolutely correct. And women do go through that. Now, the character might be not depicted 100%, but a lot of things that he is getting across that men do to women that wounds them and injures them is true. You know what I'm saying? You do have men that are controlling like that. Now, they might not dress like that. That might not be their career. You know what I'm saying? They might not have that money status. And then a lot of them do. There's a lot of rich black men in America. I mean, not everybody who's in my hood was not poor. You know what I'm saying? I grew up in the projects, but not too far away from Seven Oaks where, you know, Whitney Houston and all them live. So I'm right there in the action. So I've seen a lot of different types of men in my life, and I do know that some of what, you know, he depicts is correct. And if it is not that character, it's someone else with those character traits.
You know what? Let me tell you, I'm a big advocate for Tyler Perry because I like the fact that for me, it's normal. It was normal. You know what I mean? That was my normal upbringing. You know what I'm saying? Just that the relationships. I don't take just the characters. I see like all those dysfunctional relationships that people try to hide behind. Whether you have money, whether you're poor, whether you're the single mother, we all have character defaults, and sometimes we try to hide. And I think especially that one movie was about. You know what I mean? I like it because it just shows another aspect, but it shows them also getting over it. Everybody has their own demons they have to deal with, and when it shows them merging, when you merge two demons together, that's what you get is a beast. You know, and.
Wow.
Instead of trying to sit and spend time with yourself.
And that's what I get for all his movies. Like, he's really saying, look, work on you. Get you right. Get your head right. Now, if you want to live a lie, this is what you're going to have to live like. You know what I mean? But that's whether you living on Section 8 or whether you living in a mansion. There's many people who are just as miserable. Look at it. It's millionaires and famous people. They putting guns to their heads and, you know what I mean, popping pills just like the people in the projects is. So, you know what I mean? So we know that that's the issue. So, you know, I just like the fact that somebody is actually showing different things. You know what I mean? You know, he can't take all the aspects for everybody. But, you know, that's when there's going to be more room for more people to come in with their point of views. But I like it. You know what I mean? But I just like that part. You know what I mean? And you're right. It was for a win. You know what I mean? Because I'm looking like, damn, it feels good when I don't let my baby daddies get in my head. You know what I'm saying? But shit. And one given time, I love to punch that motherfuckers in the face. You know what I mean? I love it. You know what I mean? Like, even shit. Right. As soon as 2 weeks ago, I wanted to punch both of their asses in the face. You know what I mean? They start playing these games. But since I was sitting next to a real man, he helped me walk through it. He was like, you know what? It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. When we get here, we work on the next plan. You know what I mean? So it was beautiful. But at the same time, you know, I think about 2-3 weeks ago, I was on the phone ready to go down south and fuck somebody up. And I was about 8 hours away from it. You know what I mean? The dude, I didn't see, you know what I mean? But at the same time, it was nice to have somebody who understood. And he saw that ugly side of me. He didn't see no, oh, I'm just sitting. So I was like, yo, fuck this. I was sitting there mapping out my route. He was like, yo. You know what I mean? So I said, he seen the ugly side of me. You know what I mean? Like, this bitch right here will bring it. So that, like, all them midnight talks about education and all that, reading those books on poverty. You're like, that shit was out the door. This bitch is straight hood rat now. But, I mean, I do like the movies, and I do think that I do see a part of myself in those movies. You know what I mean? So it's like, oh, I'm rooting for her. You know what I mean? But I understand what she's fucking them up, too.
Yeah, I hear it. I hear it. Go ahead, Aaron.
No, I mean, that's how she feel. I'm talking about the movies, really, the way men be being portrayed. Like, I can't talk about her real life experience because if she look at the movies and she like, yo, this is, you know, this is how I've seen it. You know, like, what can I say? Well, no, you didn't. I didn't see that. You know, I didn't see, not saying the things that he presents in the movie, like the dinners, the family dinners, and, you know, the different parts of the family. That's one thing I will say about his movies. He does keep family present. Like, you'll see cousins, you'll see aunts, you'll see, you know. But the men just be having an awkward little character to me. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was just
putting out a different side. Yeah, he definitely puts family in there. Now, as far as I can't take none of that away from him. Like, he's one of the last few African-American filmmakers that are actually incorporating family structure into film. You know what I mean? Like, you're not really seeing a lot of that elsewhere with African-American films as far as family.
But do you think that he depicts a strong value for marriage? And speaking about how he depicts it, does he try to, you know, point out what we're talking about, not living separate rent?
Nah, I think basically he's trying to point out the traditional view, like, hey, black people can get this thing right. Like, I think he's trying to show, like, yo, look, we can get this marriage thing right. But it's in the eyes of, you know, these other people.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, a lot of times, like, I don't think that a black marriage would be like an Asian marriage. You know, it's not always black and white. I just don't think that. You know, I really just feel like we are very unique people. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't think that our story can compare to anybody else's, and I think he depicts that, like, a lot, like the traditions of blacks in America, but those different types, like those blacks that are still, like, the blacks that are still kind of going along with the system, like, still getting up and going out to the field type thing on their own, though. Not that they, like, you have to get up. It's just like almost like a program, like you're trained. Like, I've been doing this for so long, I got to get up and go till the field. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I get from his, the way he plans it, because it's just that traditional stuff again. You know what I mean? Like how we was talking a few weeks ago, it's just traditional. Like, I haven't seen him do anything outstanding with Black to set it aside, like a Kwanzaa Christmas. Like, he'll do this Christmas, but he won't do a Kwanzaa, you know, a Kwanzaa, like something. I mean, the hardcore, harsh Black experience, that is part of our experience too, because that's what the people need to see. Everybody else in the world has seen Black people try to be everybody, every other race except for Black people. They've seen us try that already.
Yeah. I mean, all right,
I'm bugging.
No, I had to think about where I wanted to go. A lot of the shows do have the same depiction of marriage and what it should be. And we are talking about different, you know, the wives have said, you have to define what your marriage is for you and to you. You know what I'm saying? How you going to have your marriage, you know? Everybody's marriage is not going to be the same. Some people can take some things. Some people are not going to be able to take some things. You know, what I can live through, you probably can't, and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? I know strapping up my boots and what I could go through, and that would be me. You know what I'm saying? But each person has their own experience, and I respect it. I respect it. So, yeah, I see what you're saying. A lot of shows do not have marriages in different cultures. It's usually you have a Christian-type family. Either, you know, you'll have an Islamic family. Like, you see the same, but you don't see a lot of other things that can, you know, show a different dynamic. So I agree with that. Miss Ambitious, what you got going on over there? Are you still in limbo? You just out of the limbo? You said what you said. You meant what you meant. You out of here. You leaving him on his deathbed. What you doing?
I mean what I said, baby. I ain't back killing. No, I'm just fucking it out.
I said you had to think on it. You're like, okay, I had to think about this.
No, I mean, you know what? To be honest, I mean, it really depends on, like, we touched bases on this a few weeks ago, and it really depends on, you know, that bond you have with that person. Of course, I know I'll be hurt. I'll be extremely hurt, but if my husband were dying, I know he would not leave me on my deathbed, you know what I'm saying, if he found out that I betrayed him. So it wouldn't be right, you know what I'm saying, for me to just walk away and just say, well, fuck it, you down already, you know, die by yourself. You know, that's not cool. I think it really goes down. It goes deeper than to the bond that you have with your mate. You know, like, you will have some people that will have feelings, and that's just their feelings. Their feelings are their feelings. You know, we can't take that away from them. But, you know, myself personally, now, if it was with somebody that I've been with in the past, nigga, I help you die. But my husband is on the other hand, you know, like, I will help you die. Nigga, you need some assistance. I'm like, Miss Kia. I'm finna fucking tug at this fucking oxygen tank. This bitch shut off. But not my husband, though. Not him, you know, because I know he wouldn't do that to me. You know, in marriage, it's about thick and thin. You know what I'm saying? It's characterized off of a bond, you know. I mean, because a lot of marriages, don't get me wrong, when people go into marriages, I've heard people say when it's their marriage and, you know, it was already deceit there. You know, it was already a lot of lies there. It was already a lot of trust not built. I've heard some people say that, you know, that destroyed them going into their marriage. I heard some people say that helped them with their marriage, that it gave them, you know, it gave them a deeper bond and it helped them grow together. You know, so I think it's just to each his own. You know what I'm saying? That's what it all come down to.
Okay. Okay. And you, Aaron, you said you still undecided. You don't know. Like, could you live with that? If she tell you, I was unfaithful, you know, for a short period of our marriage, and we was having those problems, that communication thing wasn't happening right, like you were saying, and I failed.
And she's on her deathbed, and
she don't want to go without telling you.
I would definitely. Yeah, I'll stick with her. That's exactly why I'll stick with her. Because one thing about me, I respect all forms of honesty, for real. Like you ain't still, Like you ain't steal that away from me. Like you wasn't selfish. See, I would look at that as not being a selfish act. Like you on your deathbed, you could have died without telling me that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you didn't. Like you really set me free. I would look at it like, all right, you setting me free. I feel you. Like you setting free everything of this world.
Mm-hmm.
I would respect that.
You respect that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now let me ask y'all something to flip the script. That movie, Temptation, you know, when she finally went out and, you know, she slept with the dude, and then when she tried to come back, she had the AIDS. Could you stay with her through that? Because he left her. Something like that. It's not cancer or it's not, you know what I'm saying, something that happened to her. She lost a limb. Y'all was in a car accident. It's not that. It's because of this, I got this. Could you stay?
Well, that's different. Yeah. That's different because
right.
I'm going to tell you why. Let me tell you why it's different. Because that's something that you can live with for years. And, like, I'm not going to be suffering out with you for years. You know, on something. Nah, seriously.
Okay.
Like,
I'm with Aaron.
I'm not going to be suffering out with you for years. Also because anybody most people have the will to live. So that means as long as you're living, you're not going to be like, yo, I'm going to die. You're going to continue to try to, you know, live. And as long as you continue to try to do that, I'm going to be stuck in this situation. That's why I'm leaving your ass alone.
Okay. Well, that would be the deal breaker. If it was something as a result of the cheat, and, you know what I'm saying, now I'm not going to, you know, say this, and I'm just going to be with you and be, you know, miserable because, you know, whatever. Okay, that's what you're saying. All right. So there's a lot.
I know someone that's really close to me, and their grandfather contracted HIV. And her grandfather and her grandmother, they've been together for 32 years now. And I think it's 33 years now. I think it just made 33. And when she found out 5 years ago that he contracted HIV, it was hard for her. Like, she kind of, you know, battled back and forth. Should she stay? Should she go? And throughout the years, like, she knew of his infidelity, you know, like, because a lot of the women, because, like, Nene, like, we were raised in a project. So everybody knew everybody. Everybody knew everybody's fucking business. You know, so it was like he was doing it blatantly, you know, knowing that it would get back to her. So throughout the years, she knew, like, he was pretty promiscuous. She knew he was frisky with women. And anyway, she found out 5 years ago that he contracted it. And she, you know, back and forth, she wanted to go. She wanted to stay, but she ended up staying with him. Now, they sleep in separate rooms. They're not intimate. She ended up not contracting it herself. However, she did have like a trace of it, you know, within her bloodstream. And then after a few months, you know, the doctor finally said after medication the trace was gone. However, you know, they're not intimate. And she decided that because they've been together for 30 plus years, that's something that she decided not to leave. Although they don't share, you know what I'm saying, the same room, but they still set the same living quarters. So she decided she was going to stick with him, you know, because when you with somebody for that long, like Nene said, you don't know what you'll do until you get into that particular situation.
Mhm. Mhm.
Can I say something?
Wait, yes.
This is Miss Unique. I just want to say, like, when she was going through that and he was, like, cheating anyways, like, she knew that was a consequence of him cheating. So, like, she shouldn't even be surprised when he came home one day and was like, I got HIV, because she should have already been preparing herself for that, because you let him go out there and cheat, and you let him. You accepted that. And so once you accept that, you accept everything he brings you. So don't get mad now.
And he wasn't just – and that's true.
And I'm playing with him.
That's true, because he wasn't just sleeping around with just anybody. He was sleeping around with dope fiends. You know what I'm saying? Needle pushers, he was just sleeping around with anybody.
So she should have knew that was coming
later,
that he was going to have HIV. Exactly. So she should have been like, okay, well, that's why she stayed, because she knew that was a consequence. Now, if you know your man is not cheating, and then he come back and tell you he got HIV, then no, that's a whole other story. Like, no, you got to go. But if I know you cheating, and I know that's, I first of all, if you cheating, I ain't with you. Like, what do you mean? Like, why am I saying to that?
Well, but you know,
We got Miss Big Mouth just walked into the clubhouse. She had traffic out there, and she just came in here. Welcome, 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 Miss.
Hey,
Big
ladies.
Mouth.
Hey. Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, just been jumping in here this evening. Oh, we ain't going to be able to contain ourselves to get back to next Sunday. We're going to have to weigh in on some of this because it was going down. I mean, we were talking about the separate rings, the separate vows. What could you live through? What's your worst? Could you live through your husband having a baby on you? Could you forgive his infidelity on his deathbed? Would you still leave him? So we've been all over the place, and I definitely would like for you to weigh in on anything you heard just now.
Well, I like that particular somebody being. Well, I won't say I like it, but I can relate to somebody being on the deathbed because I have somebody that I know who they're not really. They into the person that they with. They got a couple kids together, but they go through a lot of infidelity issues. But because his mother is passing, he decided to go ahead and marry his baby mama. And I'm a firm believer that we'll see each other again. I'll see you in heaven or wherever we end up at. So ain't no point of me on your deathbed making all these promises and wishes and all of that. Nah. We're right to each other again.
Listen, Miss Big Mouth. I'm with you when you're right, and that's very rarely. No, I'm playing. But now I'm with you.
Nah, that ain't right.
I'm with you when you're right, yo. Like, for real, I'm not going to make no promises. I'm not about to marry somebody because my mother's on their deathbed, and she thinks, hey, this will be an honorable thing for you to do. And now I'm married to this chick that I know is a straight-up slut. Absolutely
right.
Not, mama. You're wrong on this one.
Oh,
like,
Lord.
For real, I mean... Nah, you don't do that. You don't do that because you know what? It's going to break your mother's heart worse in her soul when she see all the turmoil you going through when you sitting at home talking about, damn it, I'm a killer. She don't like, damn, my baby ain't happy, yo. Like, I'm going to convince him to run out here with this goddamn girl. I ain't know what type of floozy she was.
A baby, too much.
Miss Big Mouth, what is your worst? Like, could you live through that? You know, you in this marriage, you've been in it. You know, you guys, you know, you're going far, far out in it. And at some point, the communication falls off. He has a slip up. It's just once. Even if he didn't, and he did protect himself, but something happened, or he didn't, whatever, either or. Could you stay with him?
Nah. That goes back to some of my last. Don't tell me then. If you just want to slip up and you don't tell me. But if you contract something and then you won't have a choice but to tell me, you might as well because the outcome going to be the same either way. I'm not staying. And I know, I do believe that we don't know what we're doing until we place into that situation. But because, to me, time is so important, it wouldn't bother me if we've been together 10, 15, 20, 30 years. And when I'm ready to go, I'm ready to go. I'm gonna be happy.
That's right.
Somebody else.
How long you said?
So,
what you said?
10, 20, 30 years.
Yeah,
yes,
no, she
6 months.
Six months.
She said 6 months. But she have a whole new. She have a whole new owner.
How long we've been knowing each other? It's like
she's
been
married.
Been knowing me.
Yeah, oh my.
But yeah, that's a definite nah. Cheating is just too much for me.
The people who don't accept cheating right now, like right now, don't want to accept it later on. You know what I'm saying? Like that lady, that grandmother who accepted the man who have HIV, she accepted that when she got him. You know what I mean? She had her pattern never changed. He knew that he could do that to her. Like if a man know he could go out and cheat, or if a woman knows she can just walk all over you, they're going to do it. So, I mean, you got to be very, very clear. And that's what we said all the time. Be very clear what you want. Like, yo, and if you don't like it, fucking leave. Like, look, like I said, these housewives ain't playing. You know what I mean? You should, all of us, you're like, this is what I want, this is what I don't want. You know what I mean? And then you can leave. Because some things you ain't going to accept, you ain't going to accept. You'll leave. You'll pick up your kids, your three kids at midnight and find you somewhere else to go and sleep in somebody one bedroom until you can get off your feet again. Some people ain't going to accept that shit. But some people, they know they can walk all over. So she ain't going to leave it was cancer, HIV, AIDS,
herpes. She probably already got all the STDs anyway. Besides fucking AIDS, he already he done gave her crabs already. She done had that. She probably got hepatitis C, hepatitis B, A and D. You know what I mean?
Crabs. Do people still get crabs? I don't know.
I ain't never had them, and I don't want no STDs. Look.
Oh, child, you said crabs. Oh, I heard that. I have not heard that.
Old school. I've been a long time. When I was out there playing the fields, I heard about crabs. Look, but let me tell you something.
I don't think they're getting that no more. I think everything is new now. Everything is new now.
Getting that blue waffle. That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's real bad. That's a real bad disease. It's the teenagers. It's running rampant with the teenagers. Google it. It's a terrible disease. Philly is really bad. It had a real bad outbreak 2 years ago in Philly, and it was all among the teenagers, the teenage girls. Yeah, Google that. Blue waffle is a disease. STD. Really, really bad.
It's blue waffle for real? It's a real disease? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. Oh, my God. It's so bad.
I showed them the video. I showed my nephews. I made them all look at it. They was like, ew, get that out of my face. I said, that's what's going to happen if you go out here like that. This would be happening. So, yeah.
I thought y'all was playing blue waffle.
No, I'm dead serious.
I'm mad.
That blue waffle shit sounds serious. It should take
no,
a minute
it makes
from a flat.
Look like a waffle.
Yes.
It makes it look like it's discolored.
And it's like it gets. Yeah, the vagina gets these ripples in it.
That's some shit that take a nigga from a ruler to a flat iron.
Whoa.
Bone or kill it.
1 minute you got a ruler, next minute you got a flat iron. You're all set. Blue waffle. Who the hell? That's some shit the government made. You know it's got to be some shit the government made.
I don't think the government made nothing. People did.
All right, well, it's either that or I'm going to have to blame it on those little boxes you women have. So you want to go with the government?
No, they don't be taking care. People don't be taking care of themselves. Aaron, you know a lot of people do not take care of themselves. They don't go to the doctor. They don't get checkups. They sleep with a bunch of men. A lot of women, even if they are sleeping with a man with a condom, some women are allergic to latex and different things, and they break out. They don't say nothing. They get with somebody else, you know, all natural, without protection. It's like a lot going on. And it was on the news, and here I go with my preachy box. They had a stock of condoms that came over from one of them countries, either China or one of them. And they was infecting people. It had got something in it. You have to Google that, too, because I be Googling, but I read so much that sometimes my details go all over the place. But it was making the inside of the vagina come out, and the male parts was all swollen and stuff, and it could cause death within 24 to 48 hours, whatever was contaminated on those condoms. So, yeah, even men, please, if you go out, you know what I'm saying, you shouldn't be going out. Even if you talk about I'm going to use a condom, because you just never know. Something could go terribly wrong. You know
what I'm saying? Was it the free condom? Yeah, exactly. I'll be messing with my Magnum.
Oh, shoot. No, it was a whole stock. They had to call it. They had to go get them things.
Trust me, they are not making Magnums in China. Are you kidding me? China?
No, you know they have
to
extra
they was wearing them. That don't mean they can't be making them
they
for somebody else. They're trying
China.
To make a lot of stuff.
They make anything in China except for Magnums. It don't serve no purpose over there. They only make shit they can use for.
No, let me tell you.
Oh, God. We're Aaron tonight. Lord have mercy.
You got to have me on Google right about now. I'm like, whoa, I'm about to
yes,
get my
do.
Son.
Yes, look yeah. it up and show your son, yes. Google's the top of that conversation. But, yes, this is a special edition of Ryan Royalty Radio. This is our Season 2 edition of AuthorWise. We in the clubhouse tonight. We were talking about separate rings, separate vows. You know, you live in the same marriage. You gave those rings on the same day, but you got different expectations or limitations. The Wives will be back in the clubhouse next week. We have Miss Ambitious, Miss Big Mouth, Miss Unique, and we have Miss Kia, Miss Know-It-All. She was dropping some science. We thank all of our callers as well as our people online. Listen, thank you for your continued support. Please join us again next Sunday as we chop it up with a hot topic. Keep your eyes peeled for those posts on, you know, where we'll, what we'll be talking about. And we'll be here from 7 to 9 Eastern. Aaron Bevo, go ahead. If you have anything else, we thank you, Wives, for joining us in the clubhouse. I think we just need to drop that beat. Aaron?
Yes.
Thank you, baby. See you next Sunday. Big Mouth, be on time. We need to get a lot out of you next week.
On time. On time.
We need that for something. I need somebody to help me fight around here. But, you know, I
Aaron,
need you.
Boston Club,
all right.
No interior.
Ah, now we gotta have the interior. That scares me when you say it like that.
It's a done deal. It's a done deal. It's a done deal. It's a done deal.